behind every behavior you have is a mental model. So let's talk a little bit then about how mental models are tied to the plans you make, because you're called to plan for your life. King Solomon, the wisest man in the ancient world prior to the Lord Jesus coming to earth, said that we need to have a plan and then commit it to God. However, behind every plan is a mental model of reality that is unconsciously shaping your decisions. And when you realize that your mental model is having an impact on your plan, you will discover that that mental model determines who you're going to connect with, what you're going to say, what you're going to give yourself permission to do, where you're going to give yourself permission to go, the outcomes that you're going to believe are possible or not possible, and the standards you're going to use to determine whether or not you fit the target. So you need to realize that sometimes what we call planning is simply your projection of your current mental models into the future, which basically, as John Aranyo says, is simply the status quo with a new date. I want to talk to you now about mental models and planning, because I want you to see how mental models affect your plans, and if you don't make necessary shifts, those mental models can cause you to end up repeating your past. You may be familiar with Bill Murray's classic movie Groundhog Day, where he keeps reliving the same day over and over and over again until he gets it right. In actual fact, the producers of the film will tell you that what you see in a two-hour movie is actually a time-collapsed sequence that actually would have taken in real time about 10 years for Murray as his character to go through everything he went through. And so let's talk a little bit about mental models and planning. You know, the ancient King Solomon, who in his day was considered the wise man, the wisest man in the earth, said that a plan in the heart of a man is like deep water. A plan in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding draws it out. And the irony there is that sometimes we don't realize what the plans are in our heart. It takes someone else to draw it out of us by asking the appropriate questions. And so plans are definitely inside us, even if we don't think we have any. And we're called to make plans and commit them to God so that our work can be established. Solomon spends a great deal of time talking about how to be successful. And one of the dimensions of success requires learning how to develop a life plan, a strategic life plan, and then committing to it and then surrendering it so that God can direct your steps to achieve the things He's put in your heart for you to achieve. And so when we look at the whole notion of planning, you cannot divorce the plans in your heart from the mental models you carry, because behind every plan lies a whole bunch of mental models that are unconsciously forming and shaping and directing your decisions. And their decisions about everything from the issues that you're going to address to the actions you're going to give yourself permission to take to the outcomes you desire to the standards you're going to live by and to who you're going to touch in your world or who you want to connect with that can help you get to where you want to be. And so all of those things in those plans are influenced by this host of mental models that operates unconsciously unless we become aware of them. And so